Lori Prox here with Sean Dagger. He is coming to Valdez, and a lot of folks in our small community are very excited to have you as part of our Arts Council events this year. You're a performer, arranger, and composer of music from various folk and classical music traditions. So we're excited to delve into that and talk a little bit about your music. But you're coming Friday, 7 p.m., Valdez Civic Center, and you can get tickets at valdezarts.org. So make sure you do that. And don't miss this show. We've been actually listening to a lot of your music. My son had a radio show on Thursday, and he was playing your music during the show. So he is a huge fan of sea shanties. So we'll be talking about that as well. So first off, tell us a little bit about the show that you will be doing here in Valdez on Friday.
It's going to be mostly sea shanties and maritime theme music, and it's going to consist of me playing my Irish bouzouki and singing, and I will also be leading the audience in singing the shanties with me.
Okay, so, yes, that was our number one question, is because they were playing these songs. These are two 24-year-old gentlemen that host a show, and they... said they couldn't help but sing. And I can tell you, I can verify that neither one of them really does sing. So they said they were singing along and hoping that the show would include sing-alongs of sea shanties. So, bingo.
Oh, yeah, I mean, look, if you're shy and you don't want to sing, you know, I don't want to deter you from coming to the show. But really, the fun of it for me is singing with the people and... And, you know, people are always surprised by, or some people are always surprised by how much they ended up singing in the show and how much they had fun doing it. So I teach the parts to all the songs. I say, you know, this is the responses you have to sing, and people do it, and that's my favorite part.
Well, and a lot of sea shanties are old folk hymns, right? So you have, you know, What Shall We Do with the Drunken Sailor type things, which everybody knows. Right,
so yes, a lot of them people already know, and they're designed to be learned really quickly. So even the ones that people don't know, the crew responses, they repeat. It's the same crew responses every verse, and they were written to be learnable in a verse or two. And you know, plus I give you the primer before each song, so it's not demanding, you know. It's just fun and participatory.
And when you think of folk music, sometimes you think, well, you know, how is that for kids? However, you are widely known for recordings of the Assassin's Creed video game series, including Black Flag, and it's been streamed over 70 million times. That's insane. So I'm hoping that's out of date. How many million now?
Oh, it's over 120 million, I think.
Holy, tell us, I want to hear the story. How do you become the person who makes the music for Assassin's Creed video game?
Okay, well, first of all, there were a group of about four of us who did most of the songs. I think I was on every single recording, and other people were on most of them. And we would take turns singing the lead. And how it started is that, you know, Ubisoft that makes these games has an office in Montreal where I live. And one day a colleague of mine that we were playing a gig at a pub, and this guy also teaches at, McGill, and some McGill music graduate, had a job as a music supervisor at Ubisoft and called my friend Dave Gossage, and said, "Hey, I need you to produce some sessions of these sea shanties." And so one night at the end of the night, Dave says to me, "Hey, Sean, I need you to sing these video games for these sea shanties for a video game." I said, "Oh, sure, Dave, whatever. You know, we get these kind of gigs all the time, different things." And I said, "Yeah, sure, Dave, I'll do your singing gig. That's not going to change the course of my career," he thought. And that's how I got into it. You know, we sang them first on AC3, which was a game that took place in the American Revolution. And so we sang as British soldiers, American soldiers, as tavern musicians, and there was this little sidebar of being sailors singing sea shanties. And that part was so popular that they turned the whole next game into basically a shanty-themed game, and it became part of the gameplay.
That is a crazy story. And I bet the demographics of your listeners shifted to a much younger, right? What is that like to reach a whole new audience?
Yeah. So at first I was surprised. You know, and this is a while ago, right? That was 2012 when AC3 came out. And people were really, you know, liking the songs. And I was shocked because we deliberately didn't, you know, we didn't tart them up. We didn't turn them into pop songs. We didn't, you know, we left them sort of as pure and dirty as possible. And that was the brief from the game company. Anytime we tried to do anything fancy with them, they would sort of stop the recording and say, no. Keep it down and dirty. And I think maybe that is what people liked about it. I don't know if it is authentic. I don't know if it is authentic, but it sounded authentic, you know. And young people latched onto it, and they started making sort of homemade videos based on gameplay. And I thought, wow, we got something here. So that's when I started, you know, working up projects to do my own versions of the shanties and to perform it, not just in the context of the game.
And when you say your own version of shanty, I know I've read that you like to make up additional verses or encourage. I mean, some of these folk music shanties can have tons of choruses or tons of different verses. So what is your philosophy on taking something old and making it new? And is there such a thing as too many verses?
So the art of the shanty man on the ship is to sing the verses, or just sing a song in a way that's going to get the work done fastest and most efficiently. So I believe that shanty men were always making up verses, you know, making up funny verses about crew members, making funny verses about things that might have happened, funny verses about current events, versus making fun of the captain and other sort of authority figures. And I believe that's always been a thing. And I know this because, you know, when I do other sort of folk music, I'm always making up verses. You know, if I'm playing in a pub and the fight breaks out, well, you can bet there's going to be a verse in the next song about the fight. You know, that's something we still do. And I think the verses that we have sort of written down are ones that collectors collected. You know, they met a guy and he said, oh, well, I sing these ones. And someone else said, oh, well, I sing these ones. But those are just the ones that are collected, and those are just the ones that those guys happen to remember on that day. And I think it's totally fair game to make up verses and to leave out verses that you don't feel like singing. You know, there are lots of verses that sort of use language and broach subjects that I'm not comfortable singing about, and I have no problem at all just leaving that out, and I'm just doing what feels good to me.
Have you ever found a verse that's too violent? I mean, these are piratey, yeah. Right? That seems to be a big theme.
Yeah, I mean, violence is, it doesn't go over the top with violence usually. But, you know, I found verses that use racist and sexist language that I'm not comfortable singing, you know, so.
They did not stand the test of time.
And, you know, some of it is because societal norms have changed. Sometimes it's because, a word that might have been okay to use 100 years ago isn't anymore. And, the example that I give a lot is in the song The Maid of Amsterdam. You know, there's a verse where he says, I took her down where it was dark, you know. And I don't sing it that way. I change it to, I say, she took me to her favorite park. You know, it's the same rhyme, but it's explicit consent. You know, everybody in the situation wants to be there, and nobody's taking anyone anywhere. Now, you know, 100 years ago, even 20 years ago, it would have been no problem to sing that. And it's still people can sing whatever they want. But I choose to sing it in a way that makes me feel the most comfortable.
Well, it sounds like lyrics are fair game. How about the integrity of the music or an old folk traditional song? You know, what is your theory with that? Do you sometimes when somebody remakes a song, you know, we're looking forward to hearing it in a different way, and that might include melody. So what is your take on the music side of the sea shanties that you're reworking?
It's the same. I don't believe in the integrity of folk music. I think the dozens of versions of every song, and perhaps the one that we have heard most often is the one that was collected. You know, Ray Vaughan Williams, the English composer, late 19th, early 20th century composer, he collected a lot of English folk songs, and the versions that he wrote down have become the versions that we consider standard, but they aren't the only versions that ever existed. And you don't have to dig too far to find dozens of other versions of not just those songs, but all the versions. And so I think I don't trust the accuracy of the people's memories who were uh-huh. singing these things that were being written down. I don't trust the people writing it down to have written it down accurately necessarily. And I certainly don't believe that there's an authoritative version of any of these folk songs. So I think we all are free to alter them as we see fit.
And have you delved into the different regions that the lyrics and music come from? And are there things you've learned about different areas from the music or a certain style that you gravitate to or that you enjoy or, you know, I don't know, there's probably a lot of things that you've learned going through so many verses from, I would imagine, so many different places.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about sea shanties is that they're from the sea, and you can't really classify them by where they're from because, you know, once they go on a boat, they're from
everywhere. Yeah, good point.
So you have to classify them. I think one way of classifying them is by the language that they're sung in, and most of the time I'm doing songs sung in English. I also do a bunch of French ones, but there are traditions in Norwegian and Portuguese and Dutch as well. There's been some German ones. But if we just look at the English songs, you know, some people sort of say, oh, you do Celtic music, so that's why you do sea shanties. But, you know, sea shanties aren't really Celtic music. There's a bunch of songs have elements of British Isles folk songs in them, you know, the British Isles folk songs that were adapted to become shanties. But just as many were developed in the United States, in Mobile specifically, was a place where there was a huge shipping industry, and it was people of African descent, you know, who were bringing West African influences. You know, the whole sort of call and answer work song thing, really comes out of the African slaves who that was their folk music back in West Africa, where they came from, and I think they brought this tradition, and you can hear that influence, you know, so even a bluesy influence in a lot of the shanties that sort of came out of that area, and I think it's a really cool blend, you know, and then a lot of them will get sort of words from an English folk song put on top of it, or a Scottish tune sort of converted into this work song groove. You know, it's a really cool mix of things.
Wow, that's great information, and it's worth a spin to visit Sean Dagher. It's Dagher's YouTube page, because you do present a Shanty of the Week video series, so that's kind of a fun thing to peruse and check out some of the music. If you want to do that ahead of the show, just put in, it's Sean, SeanDagher. And we're so excited to have you coming to the Valdez Civic Center Friday, April 11th. And doors will open at 6:30, show at 7, tickets on sale at valdezarts.org. We should also mention you can get them at the door the night of the show. Child under 12 admission, just $5. I wanted to ask about this Friday night show here in Valdez being a family-appropriate show.
There are ways of singing the songs. I depending on how many children I see in the audience, you know, we change words to make it family appropriate. You know, and I don't know how some of the themes are. You know, these guys are drinking on boats, and so you know, there's it's not just. It's not just mermaids and rainbows, but, you know, I usually leave out all the big words.
All right. Well, good to know, because there is a child under 12 admission student admission, 12 to 18 years old, seniors, and military admission, and the general admission. And typically, our Arts Council shows are priced lower than the same shows in Anchorage. So I don't know if you're performing in Anchorage. Where else will you be around the state?
No, I'm actually not performing in Anchorage. I was in Ketchikan yesterday, and tomorrow I'm in Petersburg, and then I'm doing Skagway and Haines.
Oh, nice. And then you're hitting the real Alaska.
Yeah, and then afterward I'm doing Homer and Seward and then Fairbanks.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, we're so lucky to have you here on Friday night, and excited to hear all the things. You do play Irish bouzouki, mandolin, oud, yep. Oud. How do I? Is that how I pronounce that? What is that? And a banjo.
It's oud. Yeah, oud is an Arabic lute. It's actually the ancestor of the European lute. But on this show, because I'm I'm just playing Irish bouzouki, partly because of flying. I can't really
carry
fly with
that,
more than
yeah.
one instrument.
And you are, it's a solo act, right? But as you mentioned, you'll be including the audience. And are you interested in harmony from the audience? Because I think we might have some people in town that could deliver.
Yeah, there are no rules. People can sing harmonies. They can sing in any key they want. They can sing if they think they can't sing. Yeah, it's really, okay. People are free
I'm gonna call them the Arts Council Age Angels, and they'll know who they are. But there's a bunch of ladies who I know will be there, and I know they sing, and they all have beautiful harmony voices. So hopefully
I love that.
Yeah, so you can call out the Valdez Arts Council Angels and say, you want harmony. I would ask for harmony here because I think you will get it.
Okay.
I just made that up right now. I kind of like it, though.
Yeah, I love it. The Arts Council Angels. I will tell them. But I do tell people that they're free to make up harmonies as they want. And you know, like at the end of Happy Birthday, everyone sings the harmony, you know, part of third up. So yeah, people can do whatever they want, and I love that.
All right. Well, we're so excited to have Sean Dagher at the Valdez Civic Center Friday, 7 o'clock is the show. You're not going to want to miss it. He has recorded songs and sea shanties for the Assassin's Creed video game series, including Black Flag. You'll be doing other songs for us. Sea shanties galore. And if you're not really that familiar, give it a go. My son introduced me, and this is going to be a raucous good time at the Valdez Civic Center, I have a feeling. So I want to encourage folks to get out there and check it out. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to tell us a little bit more about your show and what you're up to. We sure appreciate you coming.
I'm happy to be coming, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you.